The Irish presidential election is coming soon, and the best way to be part of it is by voting.
On polling day, it's easy. Bring a valid ID and head to your polling station.
You might also get a polling card in the post. It's useful, but you don't actually need it to vote.
Not sure where your station is? The polling card will tell you, or check at electoralcommission.ie.
Dead handy. And once you're there, the process is simple. Show ID, collect your ballot, mark your choice, and you're done.
And if you want to see how it works, the Electoral Commission website has a short video. Sort it.
This is your chance to have your say. Vote now for your president.
Your vote is your voice, so use it. Learn more at electoralcommission.ie. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello and welcome to the bonus episode of Stall It.
Bibbidi bobbidi skibbidi toilet beep boop.
We'll have to do our the warning we did at the start of the main episode recording.
Oh yeah,
haven't heard that yet.
There's a drill in the building.
Several drills. Currently recording in a building site.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a studio, but the studio has become surrounded by a building site because the entire building is being renovated. Oh, that's a loud one.
Who's after farting?
Who did that? Was that one of you listening?
We apologise.
Ollie's mad about Beyblades now. When you pull a Beyblade, what do you say? You say, let it rip.
And I had to explain to him. I says, do you know what let it rip means? And he was like, no, what? It means farting. And he found that very amusing.
Was he laughing?
Yeah. And now he laughs every time he hears it. He's like, let it rip.
I didn't even think you could get Beyblades still.
What? Beyblades are so expensive, man.
Are they?
Yeah, there's different levels of how strong they are, the speed, the weight. And then the rippers, like the things that you connect it to, like there's wrist
more
ones.
More sturdier ones, I know.
Oh, there's TV shows. They've turned it into a TV show. It's a big market, the Beyblades.
Really?
Big market.
I'm googling that.
But yeah, we're in a building site. And this is the bonus episode.
We are, and we're here, and we're ready.
For your questions.
Where are they on?
So I hope they're good.
Right, let's get some questions to go with the drills.
Oh, and I feel like it's been a while since we've seen you. Has it been a while? Were you here last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just there last week.
Before that, we hadn't seen him in a month, though.
That's true.
A day feels like I'm a week when I'm away from you, Owen. I love you.
Good. I know you love me. No, it's Sammy Joe.
You'll be thinking about him when you're at home and all. Thinking he's all right now.
Yeah. I'd be looking at Moira and saying, ugh, hate you. And then I'd be just thinking of Owen. I wish you were Owen, I say.
Okay.
Oh, Moira tells me this.
John's like, yep, I believe it.
Yeah. I understand it. Mark from Cork. We talked about conspiracy theories and or inventing our own last week. Mm-hmm. He said he read a conspiracy before. The human body is actually allergic to oxygen. It just takes on average 70 to 100 years to kill you, depending on your tolerance to the allergy. Mark says that blew his mind.
Wow.
That's a crazy one.
He wants to know Joe's take on it.
That is amazing.
He calls you a logical thinker. I think
my
he
man.
Might be
My man. Thank you.
What do you think? Logical lover?
That we're allergic to oxygen.
Is that logical thinking?
But no, because by that logic then we're allergic to clothes, but it takes 70 to 100 years to kill us.
Maybe that's the one that's real.
I mean, some of us are allergic to some forms of clothes.
Like polyester.
Yeah, it could give you a rash.
Yeah.
Or linen.
Dermatitis.
Yeah.
Psoriasis could be agitated and brought on by certain types of clothes. It's unnatural.
Yeah.
It's unnatural. No, we need oxygen, aren't we? Like, our blood is designed to carry oxygen to certain parts of our brain needs oxygen, and if it doesn't get enough oxygen, then we go crazy. Like, if you're climbing Everest and there's less oxygen up there, you go crazy and do stupid things.
Like
no,
what?
We need oxygen. He's crazy.
Running around and all. Like that crazy.
You'll think you can fly. People throw themselves off the side of Mount Everest because of lack of oxygen.
So then, what do you think of that one then?
I think he's... I don't know if he's like baiting me into saying something stupid, but no, I think I think we need oxygen. I think he's an absolute and utter lunatic.
From Cork.
Nicely sidestepped.
Do you like that?
You did well there.
He is from Cork.
Like. Dodge that bullet. Whew. However, I do think there is other elements in the air that we breathe that we could be allergic to, like hydrogen. That could be what's killing us slowly. It could be what's aging us. It could be what gives us cancer. And not just that, but other pollutants and stuff in the air that we inhale.
That's true.
Pollution being bad for us is
a fact.
It's not controversial in the slightest.
No.
Because it is bad for us.
And 5G. What? It is in the air. It is in the air.
Do you have 5G?
Have you noticed that celebrities don't use Bluetooth headphones anymore? They've gone back to the wires.
Why?
And there's a lot of theories that Bluetooth is bad for you.
And they know about it.
They know about it.
Oh, they would though.
We don't.
Yeah.
They would know though. They get the inside scoop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know they
I mean anything could be bad for you. And you know that's happened before.
Yeah.
You know, we've years later realised obviously anything's possible.
Bring back infrared.
But my whole thing, I don't know, who are these celebrities?
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities now can't hold their piss if they ever could. And they'll be straight on telling you.
What celebrities are doing this?
Whenever they do, they'd be shut down and be called crazy.
Who's wearing the, what celebrities are doing it?
All of them. Look at any celebrity out running and they'd be wearing wired headphones. Don't wear Bluetooth no more. No more.
Okay, right. I'm just going to Google Bradley Cooper running 2025.
Curtis says this is the best podcast around. Fair play to you, Curtis.
Good man.
He wants to know if buses and trains could talk. What do you think they'd say about their passengers?
The smell of them.
Mm.
I'd say
they say this seat is mad dusty.
Jeez,
this seat is full of old people, dead skin.
If you're going to be sitting on me, wipe your arse before you leave the house, you smelly bastard, you.
They'd be saying, this bus driver is a moanbag. Get me off now.
I think they'd be complaining about the drivers.
Oh yeah, that's all they'd be complaining about.
Yeah.
The odd one they'd say, thank God I got him today.
And in a way they can talk because the drivers can talk. So I wonder what the drivers think of the passengers. Whereas trains, they're kind of separated because they don't deal with the passengers. Isn't being a train driver a handy number?
Yeah, because it just goes on a track and they just have to like sit there and eat that dinner.
Same with a Lewis driver, just like go and stop.
Yeah, and go. Ding, 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 ding. That's us.
Absolute us. What would he be saying about the passengers?
They'd be saying,
you again.
Oh, here's your man.
What would he say about Owen? Owen gets trains.
He'd say, he's a fellow I couldn't picture on the bus. But he's here now anyways, nonetheless, so I guess he gets the bus.
He'd be saying, What's it like in news talk? Were you talking about me today? Were you talking about the train?
Can you hear them talking? Like, can you hear the bus talking? Is that how it works? You're answering the back and all.
Like Thomas Tank
you,
Engine.
Then? Okay. That's only you.
The Dart has a face and you can talk to him.
What would you say the 40s face would look like?
Haggard.
Like that. Oh.
Black eye. Do they have a black eye? I know I'd be scared to be like, oh, I feel like the 40 is afraid driving through Finglas sometimes. Like, didn't they have to deviate? They always have to deviate the routes. Says the 40 will not be going down this road because someone's smashing the windows again.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. 40's a little bitch.
I think the 40 is solid. Go on then.
No, because it doesn't fly back. It just goes a different way. I'm not going down there. No. They threw rocks at me before.
Please, I don't want to go back down to the south. Anywhere but the south.
The trains, I think, would be smug.
Yeah.
It's like, they always arrive on time. Do they always arrive on time? I feel like they do.
No.
The Dart.
Do they not?
No.
The Dart.
Dart.
The Dart.
The Dart's posh now, is it?
Yeah. Always has been.
Has it?
The Dart.
You don't take the Dart much, do you?
The Dart.
The Dart.
The Dart.
Do you get the Dart frequently? I wouldn't really think the Dart.
All the time.
Depending which.
Always on the Dart, though, yeah.
Depending which side of the town.
Do you want
you're
a Dart?
Heading out, I wouldn't think the Dart.
I feel like if Darren went on the Dart and there was loads of empty seats, he still wouldn't sit down on them.
I do that on the bus.
You still don't sit down?
No, I stand up.
I'm not sitting on that dirty seat.
Smush my face into the window.
And the seat was warm.
I'd sit back up and go, the fuck, someone's got that fire on that. Boy, where were we getting at there?
Just, yeah, I was going to ask, what would you do when you answered it? Yeah.
I'd just get back up and I'd just say, someone farted on
it. You'd leave it, you'd stand instead.
I'd say that's.
I wouldn't sit beside someone on a bus either.
I understand. Would you not?
No, I think that's weird.
Sit beside someone?
Yeah.
Mm.
Just sit there and be like, their leg touching off them and all.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. I hate when someone sits beside me on a bus and their leg touches off me. I'm like, for fuck's sake.
So do you...
To know where I'm coming from, though.
Wait, so would you just stand even though the seat's available?
If there was like loads of seats and loads of room, I'd sit down. But if there was like a few scattered and like there was like, say there was like a seat at the back and it was free and there's no one inside it, but there was like loads of people around it, I wouldn't be like, sorry, sorry, can I get in there? Like, I just wouldn't like. Oh. And yeah, that just when they touch off you, just a little touch like that. Like, I just hyper focus on them touching my leg and I'm like, get fucking on me, will you? Move your fucking leg.
What about when you're standing and you're on a pole and somebody's holding the same pole as you and their hand is close to yours?
I just like move it a little bit, keep moving a little bit, like, yeah. Squeak it.
When was the last time you were on a dart?
Yeah, jeez, couldn't tell you.
No.
Can't remember.
So you won't sit beside other people on public transport?
No.
Well,
and when they sit beside me, I jump back up. I jump up and get off. It wouldn't even be my stopping. I just go like that and get off.
Like, if you were sat down first on a two seater and there was no one there, and then the bus driver stopped at a stop and a load of people came on and someone sat beside you,
that's grand.
Would you just, you wouldn't get up though? You'd stay sitting.
I'd
there.
Stay sitting. Yeah.
So you'd sit
just when you touch off my leg, I'd be like, get your fucking leg off me. Get your fucking leg off me. Standing up.
Don't fucking touch me.
Your fucking Dunn's bag is hitting on me. Fuck.
There should be a separator though. I feel like you should be able to like pull out a leg separator and like a little window that kind of comes up between the two of you.
A little table and all for your dinner. For a sambo.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. That'd be nice.
Oh, but you know where I'm coming from. And would you sit beside someone on a bus?
Would it be better to get rid of the seats on a bus and so everyone's just standing? You'd fit more people on it.
There's buses like that though in the world, isn't
it? I feel like
I think they just call them what? Trucks.
Kind of like a tram or something, is it?
Tram, not many seats on a tram, yeah?
Yeah.
Compared to the bus. Anyway, learned something new about you there, Darren. Fascinating.
The Irish presidential election is coming soon, and the best way to be part of it is by voting.
On Poland Day, it's easy. Bring a valid ID and head to your polling station.
You might also get a polling card in the post. It's useful, but you don't actually need it to vote.
Not sure where your station is? The polling card will tell you. Or check at electoralcommission.ie.
Dead handy. And once you're there, the process is simple. Show ID, collect your ballot, mark your choice, and you're done.
And if you want to see how it works, the Electoral Commission website has a short video. Sort it.
This is your chance to have your say. Vote now for your president.
Your vote is your voice, so use it. Learn more at electoralcommission.ie.
Let's see, what else do we have here?
Ever fascinating.
Speaking of bus smells, Glenn has been on again. He says, regarding smells on the bus, did we talk about bus smells a lot?
I think we were talking about it last.
Is this going to be added to the list?
Of things that we talk about? Things that we shouldn't talk about?
Talk about too much.
Chicken tikka. There's always a smell of chicken tikka on a bus.
I've never got the smell of chicken tikka on a bus.
Are you for real? Hang on. Glenn says the most, he says the most notable smell for him is the smell of food, especially before the break when the hunger kicks in. He can smell all sorts of food, both inside and outside. Also the smell of stale cigarettes. He says probably a personal thing for him because he quit smoking 10 years ago. But he hates it. Turns his stomach.
Does he vape though?
He also says it's rare you need a toilet mid-run. What are you asking?
Oh, you were asking Glenn.
You were asking Glenn.
He says the routes aren't crazy long, so if you go before you start the run, it's rare you need to go again. If you do get caught short, you let the inspector know using the two-way radio and you stop somewhere. Cafe, pub or wherever.
That's never happened while I was on a bus.
So you stop, you leave both doors open, turn the bus off, make an announcement saying you just need to use the toilet and you'll be back shortly.
Make an announcement.
And Glenn, by way of clarification, we should include Glenn's next note. He says, I'd like to note that the wandering mind of Terence Power has heavily over-exaggerated the building story. I absolutely did not knock a building down. I just hit the building. It did not collapse.
I still didn't hit it though.
Maybe Joe was right about 9/11. Bus fuel can't melt steel beams.
Yeah. What, did it go on fire and all?
No, Glenn just bumped into it.
Oh, okay.
And Terry turned it into, he knocked the whole thing down.
how did it go to that?
You knocked down the building.
He hit off a building. went there, he knocked the whole building down. Like, do you know Glenn, Joe?
Glenn is the bus driver that I had, isn't he? Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know James from Georgia?
No. Jimmy. Jim George.
Do you really know?
No, I do now. At this stage, of course, I fucking know. I'd still be surprised. I still get surprised. It's
James from Georgia doesn't send in any listener questions anymore.
He does.
Just don't read them out.
We do. one more for you. Let's see. David says, either of you remember when you were younger, you get a bottle of drink like Cadet or something. Scrape the end of the bottle off the ground until it made a little slit, and then you drink the drink from squirting it from the little slit made from scraping it off the ground.
Yes. Yeah, that, yeah,
that's
yeah.
mad. Why did everyone do that?
David's going to be delighted with that, because he says everyone he asks refuses that they've ever done it.
No.
But he says surely it wasn't just him.
No. Yeah, the little lumps at the bottom of the bottle, like you'd scrape it until there was a hole in one of them, which is kind of disgusting because you're rubbing her off the ground for a long time before actually.
But when you were a kid, I used to drop everything on the ground and eat it. I used
to
throw on the ground anyway.
I think, you know, we were very lenient. I think it was a 15 second rule. Something could fall on the ground.
Oh, it'd be fucking a minute for me.
You could take your time. You'd be just like waiting.
I'd go home and come back for it and everything.
Stretching your back, waiting to pick it up, like, oh, give me a minute. Right, I'll pick it up now. And be a wet chocolate bar. On a hot day.
Isn't a bonus in the bag, huh?
What's
less
that?
Drills than in the main episode.
Get into it. I know, because they finish at 2 o'clock in here. Half two,
six
I think
to
they
two.
Finish at.
6 to 2.
Fucking handy number. We're in the wrong business, man.
Oh, I'll tell you.
You want to be just out there looking at people walking and getting paid for it.
We're
in the best.
You two.
We're in the best business.
We're in the very best business for men of leisure like yourselves.
That's handy.
I don't know if it is.
And you can't get cancelled.
They're out there using tools, Joe.
You can't get cancelled in that industry.
You can't cancel out there now.
Oh, for this conversation that I heard when I was walking past, you definitely can't.
That's where you want to be in.
I had to close my fucking ears.
Oh, stop. Even I was like, eh.
Even I was like, oh.
You can't get cancelled in that industry.
Why did you even think of that?
Because you can get cancelled in this industry.
It's the only one you can get cancelled in.
Everyone's looking out the window. I'm looking out the window.
All them builders are out there waiting to get a vote with you, Joe. Because the Chadwicks.
It's your man that makes the video for the shop.
Hell, there he is. Chadwicks there, look.
The Snickers fella.
They all relate, man. That's your fucking audience there.
Isn't it mad that women see them and are attracted to them just because of how they're dressed? And I look at them and I'm like, that just looks dirty.
Yeah.
Messy. it's a sad fact.
I don't think Amy's attracted to that.
If you have a man around the house and he's wearing Snickers and he's fixing something, you know in your head, and if you don't know, now you know, that your woman is attracted to that person. 100%.
I don't think Amy would be.
She 100% is attracted to that man. No matter his age, his size. he's wearing Snickers, she's into him. Just so you know, the mind is wandering.
Would you agree with that?
Wandering elsewhere.
I mean, no.
If it was in your house?
I remember I'm just straight away, a plumber I had many years ago, very overweight. just smoke all the time around the house without ever asking if it was okay. You'd see him in the hot press, arse sticking out, smoke coming out. Like he was, the whole thing, he was just, he
was he wearing Snickers?
He was a mess.
Was he wearing
pretty
Snickers?
Sure he was. I don't think anyone was finding him attractive.
Your woman was finding him attractive. She was running fantasies in her head. I'm telling you. It's the Snickers. It's just the Snickers.
Just that brand.
Doesn't matter what's in them. It's just the Snickers.
All right.
They find them attractive. It's just a matter of fact.
Why don't you go out and ask the lads how much attention do they get?
They don't. Surely
they'll be able to tell you the difference between when
the lads know what they're doing.
Jeans and Snickers.
The lads go to pubs wearing Snickers. The lads know exactly what they do. The lads know that women are attracted to them, but they just don't know why. Lads are stupid.
I don't know why, though.
Lads are just like, huh?
Do you know why?
You into me, what?
Is it because that they're like grafting all day and women are like, I like that they get their hands dirty.
Things. Yeah, he can fix. He's good with his hands. He can fix things and he's a manly man. And women are just into that.
I don't think Amy is, though.
Nah,
She is.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Yeah.
Don't know, Darren.
I'm going to get one out of the house and see.
Yeah. Like a prostitute. Red boy. Yeah. And can you wear a pair of
Snickers? Why don't you ask one of the lads out there if they're free for a Nixer?
Are you free for a Nixer? My board's off at 5.
You'll see now after that watch.
Make sure you wear those.
You'll see now making a tick out of me for.
Sorry.
Don't get your famous mates after me.
Or just mine. And you wouldn't know who it is.
No, it could, these days.
Could be anyone could be at this rate.
It could be anyone.
You could be getting an old knock on the door off Aidan Gillen.
Right. Oh. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Stall it at GoLoudNow.
Dot com.
Send your listener questions in. If you're a woman, do you find Snickers, men in Snickers, attractive?
Or a man who finds men attractive?
But yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, like, yeah. Come on, he's not bleeding.
I don't think that's the same, though. I don't think.
Is it not?
I don't think gay men are attracted to.
Well, now let's.
Well, let's leave it to.
Yeah, we'll put that out to the listeners. Yeah, I'm actually curious now.
Can someone back up or obliterate Joe's point?
Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you.
All walks of life is what he's trying to say. Everyone.
No.
He's all like Snickers bottoms.
How much are you going to offer them for the mixer?
What?
50 quid for an hour.
It's not what I'll offer them. I'll offer them a. Shut your fucking mouth, Dan. That's what I'll offer them. The Irish presidential election is coming soon, and the best way to be part of it is by voting.
On polling day, it's easy. Bring a valid ID and head to your polling station.
You might also get a polling card in the post. It's useful, but you don't actually need it to vote.
Not sure where your station is? The polling card will tell you. Or check at electoralcommission.ie.
Dead handy. And once you're there, the process is simple. Show ID, collect your ballot, mark your choice, and you're done.
And if you want to see how it works, the Electoral Commission website has a short video. Sort it.
This is your chance to have your say. Vote now for your president.
Your vote is your voice, so use it. Learn more at electoralcommission.ie.